But let's move on to something a little bit more interesting. And what could be more interesting than men in strange hats? Have you seen Johnny Howard's hat, his bush hat?
No, I try and avoid looking at John Howard, listening to John Howard, having any reference to John Howard.
Look, I'm sorry, Lottie, you're in denial. You need treatment.
Yeah.
You need to know the enemy. You need to know them intimately. You need to smell them. You need to hug them.
Get lost.
You need to... Well, I'm happy to do that.
I'm not hugging... Are you going to hug John Howard?
Happy to hug John any day.
Yeah.
Happy to give him a big hug.
And then stick the knife in.
Not at all.
Oh.
I'll let him commit political suicide himself.
Oh, yes. Very good.
But that's what he's doing at the minute.
Yeah.
Because here we have... Now, if there's one thing John Howard is and the Liberal Party does, they can add up. Coming from a small business thing, they know what the bottom line is, and looking at the Victorian state election, they know, they smell in the country. They may have been able to destroy the One Nation many-headed Hydra, but they actually haven't destroyed the source of dissatisfaction with government in rural and regional areas.
Mm.
And Johnny Howard, for the government, is wandering across South Australia, Western New South Wales and parts of Queensland, but not Victoria, because he knows he'd get a hot reception in the Victorian regional centres, because those people begin to understand the power that they can actually wield.
Yeah.
He's wandering around telling us how good it is and how the government is not going to remove any more services from the country. And obviously people are falling over themselves and laughing because there are no more services to remove from the country.
No.
Everything except 50% of Telstra has been privatised.
Yes.
Corporations have removed their services from many regional centres. And what's happening in regional Australia is we're having the evolution of what I'd call super regional cities like Dubbo and Albury, large regional centres, which are basically sucking the lifeblood from the other regional centres, because the other regional centres, the services are being closed down, whether it's your Telstra office, whether it's your bank, whether it's your Centrelink office, whether it's National Employment, which is closing down all its centres because it hasn't got any more government contracts, and it goes on and on. So when John Howard wanders around the Australian landscape, a la Patrick White, you know, lost in the desert, you think to yourself, what's this man doing? I mean, he should have stayed in Canberra. He should have stayed, actually, at Kirribilli in Sydney. That's where he lives, I forget that. He should have stayed at Kirribilli in Sydney and talked to them through the television screen. Because people understand that the Emperor has got no clothes on, because the Liberal National Party or the Labor Party can offer regional Australians nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What can they offer them? They can say, we will try to do that. But this government has embarked on a program of globalisation. And this program of globalisation has casualties.
Mm-hmm.
And as John Howard said when he was approached about the national textile workers, well, that's life.
Mm-hmm.
That's life. And regional Australia is closing down because historically regional Australia has grown and has prospered because of cross-subsidisation from the city, where city people and city institutes and city corporations, which were state-owned, were willing to cross-subsidise services in the country, which ran at a loss, but which provided basic infrastructure and basic services to people. It's a very large country, very large landmass, bigger than, almost as big as Europe, the Australian continent, 18.5-19 million people.
Yeah.
There is a lot of expense in providing infrastructure. So historically, regional Australia has survived because of this cross-subsidisation. But when these fools got into power, and the Labor fools before them, we had the situation of them saying, well, everybody's got to pull their own weight. So if there's cross-subsidisation involved, we'll remove that cross-subsidisation. So when John Howard wanders round Western New South Wales in his strange little hat, offering people everything, well, people know he's lying through his hat.
Mm-hmm.
They know he's lying through his hat. Because they're country people, they may politely clap the Prime Minister, but they know he's talking a load of dribble. And what Howard and the National Party is concerned about is not just people not voting or voting informed, but they're also concerned about independents getting into Parliament and actually breaking the hold the National Liberal Party has had on country and regional Australia for so many years since the Second World War. Now, Menzies and Blackjack McGowan were basically agrarian socialists in comparison to free enterprise Johnny Howard. So I am really enjoying watching Howard squirm, because at the end of the day, what he has shown is that his government has nothing to offer country people. It has nothing to offer regional Australia. Because their policies have basically put regional Australia in the position it finds itself in. Maybe agribusiness has done quite well, those that are involved in export.
Mm-hmm.
But those people who have got to provide the services and do the work are finding that not only they find the services they need in order to exist are going away. And what we are seeing is pockets of poverty growing up all across regional Australia. It's no accident. When you look at the taxable income of people, you'll find that people in regional Australia are the poorest section of the community because cross-subsidisation has been removed. Not only are they the poorest section of the community in terms of monetary return, they're also the poorest section of the community in terms of both private and state-run service. So, Johnny Howard, what I'd like to do is give you a donation to continue travelling around regional Australia. Look, I've got an old car somewhere,
yeah,
and I'm happy to pay for the petrol as long as you keep out of the capital cities,
yeah,
and go around regional Australia and tell them what a great guy you are and how you're going to solve all their problems for them, because they know that the Prime Minister of this country is a liar.
Well, if he were Pinocchio, his nose would stretch the length and breadth of this great continent.
Yes, across from east to west. They know that, but they're too polite to tell him. So we're telling you, Johnny Howard, you are talking untruths, half-truths and porkies.
Mm.
And what you are seeing as you go through regional Australia, not just the regional growth centres, which are a consequence of the government's policy, but what he is seeing is the denigration and the destruction of this particular part of Australia. So, as my mum says, beware of men wearing strange hats. You never know what they may get up to, and these people are getting up to who knows what.